It's been just 2 months since Marvel superheroes reunited to save the universe in Avengers Endgame. Already, the world is threatened again. Thankfully, a teenage superhero is on hand in Spider-Man Far From Home. Our critic Bob Mondello says he is battling not just the usual villains, but an unusually tricky storyline.
Right after the opening Marvel credit sequence, there's a superhero in memoriam montage that seems to be one thing and turns out to be another. And that, as it happens, is a perfect setup for this movie. Barely back from Endgame, Spidey is discovering that even folks he thought he knew are weirdly not what he knew. His Aunt May, for instance, and Iron Man's old pal.
Happy.
You look nice.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. New dress?
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
What just happened?
Small wonder Spidey can't wait to get away on a school trip to European tourist spots that suggest the filmmakers really wanted to make a Spider-Born or a Spider-Bond movie. Peter doesn't want to take his spider suit.
Europe doesn't really need a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
But his Aunt May packs it for him, so at least it's in his hotel room when Venice's canals start behaving strangely.
What is that?
I don't know.
A 50-foot water monster that Spidey's web-shooting abilities don't affect much. Happily, a brand new superhero flies to the rescue, Jake Gyllenhaal as a guy the kids named Mysterio, and who Nick Fury introduces as hailing
from Earth, just not ours.
There are multiple realities, Peter. This is Earth, Dimension 616. I'm from Earth 833.
I'm sorry, you're saying there's a multiverse? Because I thought that was just theoretical. I mean, that
Peter geeks out and exposition ensues about how on Earth 833 they've seen this stuff already. Hugely destructive critters formed from water, fire, air.
The science division had a technical name. We just called them elementals.
Versions of them exist across our mythologies.
Turns out the myths are real.
Like Thor. Thor was a myth, and now I study him in my physics class.
I'll let you discover the rest for yourself, but know that director John Watts and his team are devoting pretty much the whole film to myths and their dangers. They reference fake news, they employ fake outs, and they encourage you constantly to not believe your eyes. Easy enough when so much of what's on screen is digital, though I suspect that's not what they have in mind. What they do a lot of is set up the next stories and deal with the wreckage from the last one. I confess I don't really spend much time thinking about Marvel movies when I am not actually watching them. So among the many things that hadn't particularly occurred to me were the ramifications of what happened in the Avengers flicks, Thanos wiping out half the universe for 5 years in what NPR's Glenn Weldon has dubbed the Snapture.
He can do it with the snap of his fingers. Just like that.
This film calls it The Blip and notes that those who disappeared came back just as they'd left, while the rest of the world had continued to age while they were away. I don't suppose it much matters that Thor is 5 years older now, but if Tom Holland's Peter Parker had not disappeared, he'd be 21 rather than 16, so it's helpful for the story that he got blipped, and that his big crush, MJ, did too, because otherwise she'd have graduated college rather than still being as innocent as he is.
You look really pretty.
Therefore, I have value?
No, that's not what I meant at all. I was just...
I'm messing with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You look pretty, too.
They're a cute couple, and whenever the film isn't engaging in its ever more elaborate fake-outs, they're center screen, and central, I suppose, to recalibrating Marvel superhero-dom. Things got pretty gargantuan during the more than 20-film build-up to saving the entire universe in Endgame. The stakes this time turned out to be considerably lower, and your friendly neighborhood spider teen is arguably just the guy to bring things down to Earth and reestablish a human scale. I'm Bob Mondello.